At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
In the association, Mitch, right now in the West, your play-in games would be Suns, Mavs, and Lakers, Warriors. Oh, this is getting juicy.
Be pretty good. And I got to tell you, if the Thunder get the one seed and the Lakers get the eight,
yeah,
I don't know if that's something OKC. I have these monster tickets on OKC from June to win the Western Conference. I think I'd be betting against them right away in the first series. I should have been stronger on that yesterday on the show. You know how that happens once in a while? You like a game, but then you're not strong enough on it. You don't make a big enough point to bet it and give it out in pocket and fire away on it. That was me with the, and it doesn't work like, it's not a winner all the time, obviously. Nothing ever is. But that was me yesterday with the Lakers not being strong enough on that game. It was a back-to-back for the Thunder. The Lakers have done really, really well against that team, minus the first time they played back in November. And last night, again, they got down early, down by 10 right away in the game, the Lakers, but they tied it up right. They got right back into the game, and then it was their nice game win from there on moving forward.
They went 3-1 against them this year. Sometimes it's all about matchups. Russell was great. LeBron didn't even have to go off, and they get the big win. So Lakers now $1.35 at DraftKings to make the playoffs, one they had to have, and it's right there for Denver now. Denver plus 110 to get the one seed. Oh, how things have changed. Now they're laying 9 tonight on the TNT game against Phoenix.
Well, and now that's the team I was talking about before the break, right? The last team in the league right now that needs an injury to one of their big three players would be the Suns. Devin Booker could miss the next 7 to 10 days.
Hello.
That came out last night.
2-1 to miss the playoffs. So get 2-1. We ran through that schedule yesterday. Look at the last 10 games. It's ridiculous. Most difficult remaining schedule. Your star player's out 7-10 now. You just lost at home to Houston and OKC. You figure to get buried tonight. All these teams are bunched up, right?
Yeah.
I mean, the Lakers are only 3 back in the loss column of Phoenix. I mean, it doesn't take much, especially with that schedule.
Is 9 enough points tonight?
Yeah, I know that's a lot. I mean, is that the way Denver's going, though? It's
no. I'm saying, like, I don't know if the number's big enough.
Yeah.
I think that this number should probably be a little bit higher. Now, Durant could go off tonight and score 47 points, and the Suns could hit 19 threes. That's typically the way the NBA's been going for me when I bet against a team, but they've been terrible since the All-Star break. They're 22nd in effective field goal percentage, 19th in true shooting. They are 22nd overall in assist percentage, 5th worst assist-to-turnover ratio, 19th overall in net since the break, 19th on offense, 16th. There's nothing to like here about the Suns. Meanwhile, the Nuggets, on the flip side, they have the 3rd-best offense, 7th-best defense, and the 3rd-best net rating, plus 14.6 since the All-Star break. They've been awesome.
Yeah, this really throws a wrench into the future tickets if they get the one seed. I mean, they only lost one home game all of the playoffs last year. So, and it's with that home court advantage and the altitude and the best player in the league, it's, you know, good luck.
It's going to be very difficult to run through there.
Minnesota and OKC really did the league a disservice here by blowing this. So, but full marks to them, 6 in a row, trying for 7, and they should get it tonight, and should be another loss coming for the Suns.
Yeah, I don't want to get all chalky here early on this morning, but I don't know if that's enough points, and are the Celtics?
Now, this seems short.
Is this enough here? They're laying 7.5 tonight at the Cavaliers. Now, here's the deal. Porzingis and Jaylen Brown are both questionable, but Donovan Mitchell's going to miss at least 3 more games. The Cavaliers are 1-8 ATS in their last 9 overall. The Celtics are 2-0. They were close games, but they're 2-0 against the Cavaliers this year. And they have, since the break again, that game on Sunday against the Warriors helped out, but their net rating is plus 26 since the All-Star break.
Yep. Bucks now $2 to win that division after the, I don't know how they won that game last night. Choke job by the Clippers and a vicious beat coming up, but that's...
Oh, boy, is that
but
bad.
But this is, right, this again, we talked about it yesterday. It was all Donovan Mitchell when these guys were hurt, and now Mitchell's hurt, and the other supporting cast, Mobley's still not playing well. He's regressed. You can't play two bigs at the same time. Nope. When the starting five's on the floor, the numbers are bad. And they don't even play Mobley in crunch time. That's the big thing. I mean, you look at the last 7 minutes of a game, Mobley's on the bench. Not to mention he's always a negative when you look at his plus-minus, as I talked about, too. So between Mobley and Garland struggling and this hot run that they had, bye-bye. And the ATS disaster and just losing games, you can't. You lose to the Sixers twice. You're laying 10 at home to Philly. You lose to the Knicks. They don't have Brunson.
Yeah.
Come on, guys. What are you doing here? So this it seems like they could name their score tonight. I don't care who's out for Boston. They've been so good. But the question is, how can you bring your A game every single game? I mean, you haven't lost in over a month.
No kidding. Well, here's the deal, right? We're on super early in the morning. Like you yesterday, you liked the Bucks on the money line. And then how many hours after our show was done did we find out that Giannis was not going to play in the game?
Yeah, that was close to tip.
Yeah, that was
like an hour before tip.
Yeah, that was like, that's almost like 12 hours after our show starts. That news came out about Giannis. You're like, wait, what? So you never know how this is going to go this early in the morning. So I'll tell you, though, but both Porzingis and Brown might play. And then where does the number go?
Yeah.
I mean, if you had information right now, if a little birdie told us that both guys would play tonight, I'd lay 7.5 right now, probably my biggest NBA bet of the entire year.
Yeah.
But I have no idea about that information.
Right.
Is Wembanyama going to go tonight?
Well, yeah, check his status. I mean, maybe he doesn't play, but the Spurs are playing good ball, and he's been awesome. And exceeded everyone's expectations, so that's something to keep an eye on as well. Rockets, completely different team at home, but that's too much if he plays, though. The way he's going and how they figured this out and lifting the minutes restriction. They just had the nice win in Phoenix, but I think that's too much. And they just beat Indiana. They just beat OKC. They gave the Lakers a tough game. They gave the Kings game down to the wire. So it's right there for the Spurs.
Let me give you some numbers here on Wemby. And, Paulie, you're exactly right. He was billed as maybe the best prospect ever to come out in this sport. He's been better than what we were told. Period.
Yep.
And as a team, they've covered five of their last six. Wembanyama overall. Now think about this. I'm talking strictly Victor Wembanyama props here. He's gone over 1.5 threes in 8 of his last 10 games. Over 13.5 rebounds and assists, 7 of his last 8 games. 8 straight overs on a steals and blocks prop. 8 straight overs on his block prop.
Wow.
7 out of 8 overs on his assist prop. It doesn't matter what you put up. And books have been adjusting, by the way, making it more difficult. He's going over almost every single game. Now, at some point, there's going to be a number that they make that's it's going to come back, you would think. But that's how good the numbers, the props tell you, his expectations. He's better than what sports books have been doing now for pretty much the entire year, but specifically now that he's been red hot for this long. But, you know, I can't take, you know, if he's not going to play tonight, there's no way I could take the 7.5. Yeah. If he does play, I'd be interested in the money line. We talked about that yesterday with how hot this team's getting now with those back-to-back wins. Convincingly, by the way, they look good in both of those against OKC and Indy. Now, if he's playing, now is the time that you want to probably be riding out the Spurs.
You going to want to ride this under streak again? I mean, every night you're winning if you're just betting every game under. And it's at 75%. I mean, one of them, depends what number you got, but the markets are moving big time because these unders keep cashing. We've had an 11-1 and an 8-0 since the All-Star break, but that Memphis total went down 7 points. So how you want to grade it, that was considered one of the overs based on the closing number. But that, yeah. I mean, if you got a good number, that was another game that stayed under. So that's another thing to look at, how a lot of these games aren't even coming close if you want to look at the unders. What do you want to do in the Pelican game? I don't know what the Raptors are doing. You sign Olynyk. Now Barnes fractured his hand. Mm-hmm. You're getting rid of people. I don't know what Yasai's doing. This is bizarre.
Well, it looks like Poeltl and Barnes are both going to be out.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, the Pelicans should be able to do what they want offensively. And maybe this could make the case for one over tonight in that game. But it's hard to get a read on the Pelicans. And it's hard to figure out the Nets, too, after they blow out. They've been playing so bad. Then they went to Memphis and blew them out, led by 20 from Jump Street, won back-to-back games against Atlanta, then come home and get run out. They were down big, made it look good. But then got beat by Memphis. And Memphis was 4-1 on the money line. So there's a lot of shenanigans going on in the association lately and some teams you can't figure out.
I have the Nets at 10-26-1 ATS in their last 37 games, but they won and covered both games against Atlanta.
Yeah, there you go. And then what do you do with the Hawks? The Hawks are 31% this year ATS for the season. For the season. And the Knicks are 2.5.
I think I'm 1-8 betting on Hawks games this year.
How can you be 30% ATS over 60 games?
Yeah. The Knicks have played 6 straight unders and 8 out of their last 9. The total here is 216.5. Small total in today's NBA after the adjustments here, what you just talked about. But, I mean...
Well, I trust Tibbs. I mean, that's still they didn't have Brunson, and all these guys were out, and they still went to Cleveland and won. Right? Hawks talking trash, grabbing chains, and that's... How do you lose that game? That's embarrassing.
Yeah, I think this might be the angle here, is that DeJounte Murray, and when you were out last week, I was making the case, and I was dead wrong about this. This is the time I wanted to be on Atlanta. And I won one with the Jazz, and I lost back-to-back games against the Nets. But I also talk about DeJounte Murray's assist props. You might want to go double-double on him tonight. The first book I looked at has plus 130. Okay. You can probably find higher than that. He has 4 double-doubles in his last 5 games. And by the way, he's done it with assists in 3 of them and rebounds in the other one.
Yeah.
So
4 straight unders, too, for the Hawks.
There you go.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
There's two kinds of people in the world. People who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.